Good afternoon, everybody. I come from a Catholic family. My mother gave birth to 14 children. I'm the 8th out of the 14th, and I'm the shortest among the males. And not only that, I have two brothers who are Catholic priests. My father was a catechist, and therefore, family planning issues were out of the question. Don't even have to talk about it. Just when I came here, my brother asked, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to talk about sexual reproductive health. Because I'll be... To avoid going for confession, I'm Peter Eboa. I would like to speak about Ghana's experience. Now, there's evidence to the effect that family planning improves health, reduces poverty, and empowers women. That was alluded to in the opening remarks. But then we agree that there are impediments, most of them artificial, limited access to service, lack of spousal consent, that was just hinted, and issues of faith and religion. That is always a challenging point. So, there's always a conflict, interface between religion, faith, as well as professional practice. There's always a flashpoint. So the question is, aware of all this, how does CHAG, Christian Health Association of Ghana, overcome this particular challenge to ensure that the public good of family planning is well provided? CHAG is a network of 300 facilities all over Ghana, and it's a coming together of 25 denominational groups, including the Catholic, Protestant, and everybody. So we are different from Uganda in many ways. Uganda has the Protestant group alone. We are coming together of all these. So it's a clash of titans over there. And the Catholics provide 44% of healthcare, and the rest are the Protestant groups. We are targeting always the poor, the needy, and marginalized. That is our trade in stock. We are a Christian faith-based organization, and we are seen as the most reliable partner in healthcare. And then we have special relationship with the Minister of Health because of our partnership arrangements. The Minister of Health sees us as an implementing partner and an agency. Therefore, they pay some of our salaries for us. So Ghana has 10 regions. And in all these 10 regions, CHAG operates every part of the country. And out of 236 districts, we are prominent in 177 districts. So the green dots are where CHAG operates most. And with respect to our contribution towards national health output, we provide almost 30% of inpatient care and 20% of outpatient services in Ghana. That is nationally. But in most of the rural areas, we provide about 80 to 90% of health care there. We are an implementing partner. And as I said, one of our core or distinctive feature is unity in diversity. Well highlighted. But is it an enabler or an obstacle to family planning? Question. In between is the Catholic Archbishop, President of Catholic Bishop Conference. On the left is the head of Presbyterian Church. And then on the right is head of Pentecostal Church. Very powerful. All of them are stakeholders. They are my bosses. I take instructions from them. So how does CHAG overcome this particular unity in diversity? How do we leverage it? And for us, we are always trying to protect and promote the interests of all these stakeholders. So how does it work? Now, if you look at it, the Catholic groups have 44%. That is just before 2013. They were even providing 30%. So they are a major stakeholder. If they say yes, you have to stand. But then how do you also protect, leverage all the stakeholder interest? We have the Protestant groups. We also have professional staff within us. They need training. They see the need. They recognize the unmet need for family planning services. How about the women and men who need services? So it's always a delicate balancing act that confronts us. But the core challenge, as I've indicated, is this doctrinal inhibition or barrier to demand for services. There are also sociocultural misconceptions, especially in most of the districts and villages, it is felt that if a woman is using family planning methods, the woman probably is promiscuous, infidelity, and even the man, it would be difficult for a man to openly subscribe to the fact that I'm going to buy a condom. Instantly, there's this perception that you are promiscuous. And interestingly, before 2013, family planning was not an issue. It wasn't captured in CHAG's annual report. It was not a priority. And imagine an agency with almost 40% of healthcare in the country without prioritizing family planning. Your guess is as good as mine. So what happens? So how did we proceed? What was the intervention point? We ensured that our family plan interventions were culturally and religiously acceptable. We had to tailor making in such a way that it reflects the interest sensitivity to all our stakeholders. So we promoted a hybrid of artificial and natural as there. Now, what were the other specific interventions? We trained our staff based on denominational leanings and doctrinal acceptance, very important to us, especially the Catholic groups. If you dare invite Catholic health workers to a national workshop, you teach them about the injectables and IUDs and the rest, you have a query from the bishop. So we made provision for training in family and natural family planning methods. But interestingly, realizing that the Catholic hospitals are located in strategic areas, we had to come with an arrangement where we ethically felt that if you're not providing services, why don't you arrange with government services or nearby facility that provide the services, provide the options, ethical, or you may not share ethical affinity with somebody, but provide the option. So we signed some MOU with nearby government facilities or child facilities that were providing family planning services. And we felt that instead of complaining about our diversity and doctrinal barriers, we thought we could leverage our diversity properly to promote family planning methods. What did we do? We identified the Protestant group of CHAG that was now about 56%, and we felt that they could be an important arm for promoting the artificial family planning services. We also felt that gender issues was relevant. And we felt that if you don't enlist males who authorize their spouses to access family planning services, never ever would you go anywhere. So the gender issue was very important. And we felt that there was always the need to customize family planning services. One size fits all is never workable. So you need always to have a hybrid. And we are aware that most health professionals prefer in Ghana, the injectables, the Bupropion was very popular, but we felt that doesn't fit everybody in the room. So what were the results? In 2012, a total of 15,000 plus people subscribed to natural family planning methods. And that was about 20% increase on the previous year. And then, interestingly, of those accepting natural family planning methods, in 2015, 13,881% people, that represent 91.9%, adopted the lactational amenorrhea method. Very interesting. And then you had about 8.1% using the standard days method. And interestingly, this is very important to me, we recognize that even though the legal age for sex in Ghana is 16 years, we had to face reality. Sex debut start too early, but between 10 and 19 years, we felt that they needed to be engaged. And remember, we are aware that the church has three safe public spaces comprising hospitals, the pulpit, and schools. And these are where the youth are. So we're happy to note that proportional adolescents between 10 to 19 years accepting family planning services increased from 13.7% to 17%. But of interest on the board is male sterilization, that vasectomy acceptance. Even though the figures are not matched, in 2014 we had 4 men accepting vasectomy. And then in 2015, it went to 14. Even though they may not seem to be significant, but they are symbolic to us, it means that gradually, CHAG institutions or Christian institutions are providing services that are needed. We hope that there will be more zeros attached to the 14 single digits in future. Now, what are some of the discussions and lessons learned with this intervention? One, that at a national level, the Ministry of Health of Ghana is always reporting that only 2% of women subscribe to LAM, lactational amenorrhea method, and Ministry of Health do not promote natural family planning method. Interestingly, CHAG is observing that within our catchment area, almost 20% of women subscribe to the natural family planning method. So what is the trick? Probably we demonstrate sensitivity to people we feel that is workable and people could definitely adopt it. We sustained campaigns, we engaged stakeholders, and we felt that it worked. And therefore, we believe that much as our intervention did not really, we can't attribute it to CHAG intervention. There is an association between our intervention and the results that we had. Of course, association is not causation. We also felt that if once we were able to engage other actors and players, we provided services, we provided options. It was inconceivable for a Catholic institution probably to provide pathways for uptake of artificial family planning services. But it worked. Of course, we did not celebrate or publicize such an arrangement. That would have been fatal. It was backdoor arrangements with other providers. What are the other lessons learned? It is clear that faith, sociocultural values, religious issues are very important. They are indispensable. The fact that women within Charles catchment area were able to accept natural family planning methods mean that indeed faith, sociocultural issues, and religious acceptability of interventions are very important. Hey, it is clear that family planning is a shared responsibility. It needs collaboration, cooperation, and complementarity from other actors and players. CHAG is now recognized as a partner because we are able to meet the expectations of the Ministry of Health, our constituents, our stakeholders, and we are meeting the family planning needs of everybody whilst upholding our identity, our doctrinal values, and ethical issues. We recognize the importance of males. And once you enlist the interest and support of a male, I can assure you that uptake of family planning services will be there. That's the gender issue that are there. So what are the prospects and potentials for family planning services for CHAG? Is there space for it? My proposition is yes, we can. I'm not on campaign trail, but yes, we can. Now, family planning services is now on CHAG's service package. And for the first time in our 50-year existence, that calls for celebration. Very important. Now, we welcome the growing diversity within CHAG. Now, the more Protestant organizations joining us means that there are spaces for artificial family planning methods. Whilst we celebrate the other segments, my own church, we make provision for everybody. We believe that innovative dialogue with religious leaders are very important. And it's like policy. Discourse and lexicon are very important. How do you engage religious leaders? My two brothers who are Catholic priests, conservative Catholic priests, will never ever want to hear anything family planning. But if you say words like safe motherhood, we have an intervention that will avert induced abortions, interventions that will reduce maternal deaths, it is instantly welcome as a positive intervention. Family planning probably denotes something else. We are also seeing emerging trust in CHAG's family planning competency. We are now being trusted. Oh, really? So at policy levels, CHAG is able to report on family planning, hitherto unprecedented and a taboo. There is now a framework for collaboration with other actors and players involved in family planning services. We think that religious leaders, due to our networks, connections, and access to safe public spaces, become gatekeepers, and then we have unexplored assets for family planning services, which ought to be well leveraged. In conclusion, the interests of all health facilities and those of government may conflict due to our doctrinal differences, but then with tact, persuasion, and innovative approaches, we will definitely uphold the interests and values of family planning and achieve desired national outcomes. We believe that unity is an asset, diversity is also an asset. CHAG is united, but we are not unified on everything, but we celebrate diversity. And that's why we believe that within the next 50 years, when CHAG is 100 years, we will definitely uphold family planning services for all who need it most. Thank you very much.